You such a fucking lady, right?
Hey, ladies. You are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast,
she only really
hosted by Miss Brownstone. Really if you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You have to get into some juicy topics.
Girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make her come fast.
Why you working like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make her come fast.
I took that shit down. Finally see that you been a clown. Been holding us down while you fucking round. Nigga, you for the street.
Hey, ladies. Good thing I kept my place. How y'all feeling? How y'all doing? Okay.
Now I'm finally living stress free.
Meanwhile, good morning. Good afternoon. I don't know what time it is over there where y'all at, but it is the morning time where I am at. Okay. Honey, so today's episode is entitled You Don't Miss Out on a Damn Thing, okay? And as always, I like to tell y'all how the episode came about, who inspired it, and Blonzy. This episode was inspired by Miss Brownstone's life, okay? As always. So today's episode, I'm trying to cut this down, it sounds loud, I'm sorry, y'all. Today's episode contains three stories, all right, but it's one big story and like two little stories, okay? We're gonna get into some things, shall we? All right, here we go. So, Lord, before we get into today's episode, I want to say that, you know, I see every review that's left behind, okay? Every review you write, every comment that you write, for some reason Spotify don't allow me to respond back to comments. But I do see every comment, even if I don't pin it, all right? I do see every review that's left anywhere. I don't care if you're on fucking Audible and you leaving a review. Trust me, honey, I seen it, okay? So it was a review that was left and somebody said, I love the podcast, but I can't with the smacking. I am so sorry, honey, okay? I am trying. I think that I probably put the mic too close to my mouth, so this time I moved it back. I'm trying to learn, you know, I've been podcasting for some time and I know y'all can hear the quality has increased, but I am still learning. Okay. I did look into some speech classes and they told me that this happens because you have a lot of saliva in your mouth, but in the meantime, in between time, we gonna back up the mic and we gonna see how this go. Okay. So if it's not that much smacking, if it's too much smacking, you could leave a comment too, you know, but I'm working with it. Bear with me. I hope that you guys gain everything you can gain from the podcast, even if it's just entertainment purposes only. And what else did I want to say? And what I wanted to say was, I don't smack on a regular, but I do, my mouth do be watery. I am drinking. Sometimes you hear me taking the sip of my drink. Sometimes I am being dramatic, okay? I like to add emphasis when I talk, you know, entertainment purposes. Girl, I might be like, girl, wow. Like, you know, I do that, okay? But if it's smacking in between me talking, that is something I'm definitely going to, that I'm going to work on. So, let's get into some things, shall we, okay? So, today's episode is entitled, You Don't Miss Out on a Damn Thing, okay? So today's episode was inspired by my life. Recently, somebody from my past, see like that right there, right? It's not like I was smacking, but that's really me like closing my mouth, taking a swallow and open my mouth back up. I don't know. But recently, somebody from my past had reached out to me and I was like looking through their pictures and I was like, nigga, you hit. If you don't know what hit me, it means like you look a hot ass mess, okay? So how do I want to start this off? Do I want to start with the story? Do I want to start with the lesson? Okay, let me start with explaining, okay? So when I say you don't miss out on a damn thing, there are times where we break up with people or people broke up with us. For whatever reason, our relationships didn't work out. And now we are, you know, alone. We're not dating. And this person might have went on and moved on with their life. And now they're in a relationship. Now they have kids or they're married or whatever the case may be. And sometimes, even though nobody wants to admit it, I'll be the first to admit it, we look at them and we be like, damn, like, he got a girl already, or, you know, he got a fiance, he married, or, you know, wow, he got kids and damn, like he moving on, he doing his thing and I'm still here. Like I'm not even in a relationship yet. I'm not married yet. I don't have any children. You know, I didn't start my family yet. And we start to be like, damn, like you start to have that feeling like, did I miss out? Like, could that have been the one I was supposed to marry, the one I was supposed to be with, you know? And then
this episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Some women look at the other girl that they're dating and be like, wow, like that relationship is working out. He's treating her good, you know, and some women might get jealous. You know, you start to get the fear of the FOMO, you know what I mean? Like I missed out on something. And you're just like, why is he treating her like this? And he treated me like shit, okay? So we start to think like, damn, did I fuck that up? Did I fumble that bag? All right. And I'm here to tell you, honey, it's impossible. Sing with me. Impossible. Because y'all know what's meant for you is meant for you, okay? Who Jaja bless, no man can curse. All right, period, point blank. But also because sometimes what looks good on the outside may not be good in the inside, okay? Some people make it seem like their life is so spectacular and the whole time, honey, their life is fucked up. Some people get in these relationships, you know, and we're looking from the outside and it's like, oh, he in a relationship with her and they look happy and this, this, and that. He not cheating no more. Whole time, he's still cheating. Whole time, you know, if he beat your ass, he probably beat your ass too. You just don't see that. You know what I'm saying? I told you, Instagram just show the highlights of your life, okay? They don't show the real nitty gritty, all right? So we're going to tell a mini story. I told you it's going to be 3 stories. So buckle your seatbelt, but you have to get into some things. So when I want to say when I first moved out here, but when I was living in Maryland, well, I'm still living in Maryland. When I moved out here, whatever, I started dating this guy, and we're going to call him Tummy because he had a fucking tummy, okay? I started dating this guy, and he was cool. I liked him, but I really felt like I was just dating him just to pass the time. You know how you just be alone, and you like, you know, you be cool company or whatever, and then we end up letting our energy and our spirit stay in that person's presence for too fucking long, and now we caught up in a one-night love affair, praying true love will find me there, all right? We end up caught up in some shit, okay, honey? And that's definitely what had happened, all right? So I end up dating this guy just to pass the time. He was something to do and it was nothing to do. You know, he was a placeholder, a seat warmer. You know how that go, all right? A bench boy, all right? That's what it was given. That's what it was, okay? End up talking to him and we started getting serious or whatever. And he was always at my house. Like, he was at my house so much you would have thought he moved in, okay? But he did not live here, honey. But you would have thought he moved in. He was always here. And we enjoyed each other's company. And I had fun with him. And I was feeling the kid, not gonna lie. But did I see a future? Hell no. No. Okay? Mm-hmm. Stick up with the story. So everything is cool. You know, I'm liking him, da da da. Even though I didn't see a future, but I enjoyed myself with him. So I was like, you know, maybe eventually he'll get his shit together, whatever case may be. Now, I'm not saying he was a flat out bum, but it was some things he definitely could have worked on. Okay. So we ended up breaking up because one day out of the crack of his ass, he calls me and he's like, I need to talk to you about something. So I'm like, okay, like, you know, what's up? What you want to talk about? He's like, well, he just like threw this on me, bitch. He's like, well, I have a baby on the way. And I'm like, huh? Now, mind you, he already had one kid when I first met him. So I'm like, what you mean you got a baby on the way? He's like, well, my baby mother, she's pregnant and she hid it from me this whole time. And she's due in November. And I'm like, November? Literally, November was the next month, bitch. Like, November was literally, like, the next month. Like, November was around the corner. So, I'm like, so you telling me you got a newborn baby, like, coming, like, next month. And you telling me she hid this for 9 months? I'm like, haven't you seen her? Haven't you been around her? He's like, yeah. I'm like, so the bitch didn't look pregnant to you? Like, come on now. He's like, well, she's a big girl. I'm like, nigga, nah, I don't believe that shit. You had to know that, bitch, because a saggy belly and a belly that sit up is two different motherfucking bellies, bitch. You've seen her because she drops off your son and, you know, y'all, you know, co-parent and all the other stuff. You didn't notice the bitch was pregnant. You tell me she hit her pregnancy for 9 months? Okay. Niggas think I'm a Buddha fool, but all right, I'll be that. So he was just like, yeah, so I'm just letting you know, I just want to know, like, are you going to stick around? Like, you know, are we going to make this work or whatever? And once he said stick around, I kind of was like, I was turned off by it. But he was just like, yeah, you're going to stick around. We're going to make this work. Like, I don't want this to be the end of us or whatever, but I just want to know, like, do you want to be here or not? Because this is my current situation and I really didn't know. He was like, I really don't even want no part to the kid's life because this ain't even what I signed up for. I didn't even know about this child. And I'm thinking to myself, like, that's wild to be like, you don't want no part of your child's life because you didn't know about the child. Like, that's just OD. But this is the shit that was being told to me. So I was like, well, it's not like you had the baby on me. So I'm willing to make it work. You get what I'm saying? I'm willing to stay. Whole time, y'all. Something about it just didn't feel right in my motherfucking soul, bitch. You know how somebody hit you with some shit and your soul just starts singing Negro Gospel? Like, Negro Gospel, is that what it's called? Negro, you know, spiritual songs and shit. You be like, way in the water, in the water, tell me. You know, black people, y'all know what I mean. When something ain't right, something just ain't right, you start singing Negro spirituals, okay? There we go, said Negro gospel, Negro spirituals, okay? You hit them Negro spirituals, okay? You definitely put on Kurt Franklin real quick. When something ain't right in your spirit, okay, you really turn into, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, okay? And that's how I felt when he hit me with this. I just feel like I need to go listen to some damn gospel because something just ain't right, okay? Like, it just wasn't. I don't know, I just felt disturbed, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, damn, now I'm about to be dating somebody who young. He's not that far at my age. He was like 2 years older than me. And you got two kids, a newborn, and one that ain't even fucking six yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, oh, hell no. Stick around. I'm definitely settling, okay? So it just didn't feel right in my soul, okay? So I ended up calling my aunt, and I spoke to her about it or whatever. And no shade to my aunt. She did give good advice, but my aunt also stuck around for my uncle who had a baby on her. So I'm not saying that this is the same situation, but I was just listening to her, and I'm like, you know what, you are giving good advice and everything like that. But then I had to look at her life, and I was like, damn, do I want to end up like her? You get what I'm saying? Because if I just, and I'm young and I can do better. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not in love with him. Like, I was in love with my uncle. I'm not in love with this nigga, so he could hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Okay. Hi, welcome to She Knows. My name is Miss Brownstone, and I randomly sing. Okay. I definitely have outbursts. Welcome to the family if you like it. If you don't, skip, go to another episode. Okay. Hello. How you doing? So, I definitely was, this my aunt was saying, and I was like, nah, I see her life. I don't want to end up like that, and I'm not in love with this nigga. So I started to, like, slowly distance myself from him, and then we got into, what happened? We got into a disagreement because he was at my house one day, and I was at work, and I came home to him at my house, and he was cooking hamburgers, okay, bitch? He was cooking hamburgers, and he didn't offer me if I wanted a damn hamburger, and he had the nerve to put the dishes in the sink, and I washed them. So it's like, you cooking food in my house, you didn't offer me a burger, you feel me? Didn't even make my plate when I came home from work, and now it's dishes in my sink that I'm gonna have to wash, because clearly you didn't want to wash them, you know what I mean? So all these things, I was just like, this is just too much, and now you got a baby on the way? Like, uh-uh, nigga, get your shit and get the fuck out. So yeah, that's why we ended up breaking up. And he, after we had broke up or whatever, he had started calling me. He was texting me, he was blowing up my phone. He was still trying to make it work, but I just felt like, this ain't it. Like, this is not it, Miss Brownstone. You can do way better than this. Okay, that's all I kept telling myself. Like, bitch, he's not him. Okay, he's not him. Wash your hands, do your little dance, and go on about your day. Okay, so, you know, I went back on the dating market. I started dating. I started meeting people, whatever. And I ended up in a relationship after that with my ex that y'all know about, my last ex-boyfriend. That wasn't better either. But when I got my last boyfriend and things wasn't working out with him because we had our little problems and stuff, I started to think, like, damn, well, at least he really liked me because he kept calling and stuff like that. He wanted to make it work. Like, damn, did I miss out? Like, could I have had something with him? You know, like, did I fuck that up? Did I fumble that bag, you know? And then I ended up getting a call from somebody that knew him. And it was like, yeah, he has another baby. And I was like, yeah, by his baby mother, right? I'm like, he got another baby by her, the first baby mother, right? They like, no. He got a baby by his ex-girlfriend that he dated before you. I'm like, hold the fuck up. They like, yeah, he just had a kid with her. And I'm like, huh? And literally, we weren't even broken up that long, y'all. Like, We were not broken up. Probably like four or five. I'm going to say like, we probably was like 5 months separated. 6 or 5 months separated, okay? Like, we're not separated. We've been divorced. Like, 6 or 5 months of a breakup, okay? We was not dating each other for 6 or 5 months. So, a 6 or 5 month gap. And then you pop out with a baby, okay? So, now I'm like, okay, so you 3 kids in. So, one came out of nowhere, so you say. And then we're separated for 5 to 6 months of us not dating. And now you have another kid on top of the second one you tell me. So, now you 3 kids in. So, now the question is, was you cheating on me? You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, nigga. And if you did cheat on me, huh? You know, give him a round of applause because, honey, I lied to you. Not, I would have never known. Okay, give him a round of applause because he's an amazing cheater. Because I would have never known. I would never know he was cheating on me, bitch. Because from what I see, he was always in his motherfucking house. He was always here. He was always around. So I would never know he cheated on me. So give him a round of a motherfucking applause for that. Okay, A1, day one cheater. Okay, huh? Hallelujah. Good for him. Well, not hallelujah, but you know what I mean. So yeah, I was like, damn. So then all the thoughts that I had about like, damn, did I miss out on that? It kind of started to fade away because I'm like, damn, he 3 kids in and one he might have had on me or whatever. So then I started to feel like, you know, fuck that nigga. You feel me? Like, fuck that nigga. Like, oh, well, whatever. So about 2 weeks ago, I started going through my Facebook messages. And I went to my request and I started like deleting stuff. And then his name popped up. I didn't know it was him. It was his nickname. It was his nickname with his last name. And remember how I tell y'all all the time, like in 3 to 4 months, you need to remember that nigga last name. Honey, I did not remember that nigga last name. And he has a Spanish last name. So I thought he's one of my homeboys from Jersey that I know because they have like the same name. So I was like, oh, this must be him. He made another Facebook page. So I accepted it or whatever. And once I had accepted it, a message popped up that he had sent me. And it was like in 2021, he sent this message and he was like, hey, like, can we talk? Like, I would like to talk to you. I really need to talk to you. Can you call me? Like, you know, and that was in 2021 and now it is 2024. So, you know, it damn sure don't matter. But, I seen that. So I thought to myself like, oh, maybe there's somebody from school, from college or high school, whatever. This must be my homeboy from back home or whatever. So I accepted the friend request and I accepted the message. And then about 2 or 3 days ago, he hit me up through the thing. It was like, hello, Miss Brownstone. And I'm like, who the hell is this? So then I was like, because people I grew up with back home, like they just started calling me Miss Brownstone, but it's a little weird. You know what I mean? So I was just like, hey, forgive me, but I really don't remember you. Do I know you from high school, college? And then girl, about that's when he hit me with the, we used to work together. Ha, ha, ha. You know, we used to date. And he told me his name. And I was like, oh, shit. And so I started to go to his Facebook page and I started looking at pictures of him. Bitch, honey, a sugar by honey bun. Okay, the nigga look hit, okay? I tell you, he look hit. Hair scruffily, ruffly, eyebrows looking crazy, hair not done, hair not cut, outfit look a hot ass mess, he ain't even iron his shit. Not only, remember before he had 3 kids, bitch, he 4 in, okay? 2 with the first baby mother and 2 with the ex-girlfriend that he dated before me, all right? And I think he works at Amazon. Like, and no shade to Amazon workers, but I'm just saying, you 4 kids in and you an Amazon worker? Nigga, please. And it just was like, look, he got bigger than he was. He had a tummy before, but this nigga was big now, okay? And just looking at him, I was just like, ew. I was really disgusted. And then seeing the girl he was with, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, that's who you dated? You feel me? And it was crazy because it was pictures of her, like, dressed up, and he was next to her. And he just was looking rough. Like, just looking dirty. And then I thought about, like, damn, he didn't look like that when he was with me. Why he didn't like that when he was with me? I guess they would like to say I brushed off and cleaned up a rock, bitch. That's clearly what I did. Because when I met him, he didn't have a haircut. And I was like, let me cut your hair. And I gave him a fade and I braided his hair and stuff like that. So maybe I kept him up with his appearance. You get what I'm saying? And I always would tell him, like, no, don't wear that. Do this, da, da, da. Like, I would make sure he looked presentable when he left the house. Because you are dating me. Like, you can't be the next to me looking like that. Ew. You know what I mean? People gonna be judging me like, that's her man? Like, mm-mm, honey, no. So I made sure he was looking up to par when he was with me, okay? But, yeah, I seen that. And then I seen that he was 4 kids in. And, you know, he tried to shoot his shot. Oh, hey, stranger. Do. You know how niggas doing your DMs and shit. And he was just like, yeah, I messaged you because, you know, I wanted to talk to you. And, you know, I wonder why we broke up. And I said, it don't even matter now, sir. It don't even matter. He was like, but at a point of time, it did matter. At a point of time, and that's the past, bitch. I live in the present. It don't even matter. No need to waste our breath on shit that don't matter. Okay? So that's what made me think about this episode, because I was like, damn. I wonder how many women go through that and be thinking like, damn, did I miss out? Like, he really seemed like he liked me. Did I fumble that bag whole time? You 5 years later, 3 years later, shit. In my case, 6 months later, you look at a nigga and he look busted, dusty, and disgusted, okay? And you just like, oh, shit. If anything, God bless me by not fucking with you, okay? That was a blessing by cutting you the fuck off. Everything I thought about your ass, I was right. You know what I'm saying? So you really got to think about it like that. Another situation was I had this guy who used to like me a lot when I was 19 years old. He used to be so crazy over me or whatever. He was cool. He wasn't an ugly dude or whatever. He was cool and stuff like that. And we would go out to dance hall parties all the time. We'd go out to the club all the time. You know, I had a fake ID, honey. Don't tell on me. And we would party and we would drink. And I had so much fun with him. And he was so cool. But something in my soul always told me not to mess with this man. And he used to buy me stuff. He used to do all types of stuff. Take me out to nice places, all that. But something in my soul told me, don't mess with him, don't mess with him, don't mess with him. I don't know what it was. Someone just like, bitch, don't do it. Don't do it, okay? Remember I told you, you know when your soul feel disturbed because you start thinking about Negro spirituals, bitch, and you want to start humming and you feel me? You get into that kind of mood. And that's how I felt about him. Like, something in my soul was singing way in the water, bitch. And it was telling me not to fuck with him, okay? And that's just how I felt. I couldn't really put my finger on it, but someone was like, no. And then as the years went by, because we knew each other for years, like, he was pursuing me for years, and I just wouldn't give him the time of day. Something just told me, like, he just want to fuck you. Like, he just trying to get in your pants. Like, you know, never had proof of this, but I just felt like that. So, make a long story short, we're still cool to this day or whatever. When I moved to Maryland, he ended up getting married and having a kid. So then I started thinking, like, damn, did I miss out on that? Like, that could have been me. Like, I could have been his wife. I could have had a kid. You know, I wouldn't have been paying all these bills. Because he take care of, from what I was told, he take care of his household. You know, so I was just like, shit, I'd have been set. You know what I'm saying? Like, because sometimes you be ready to get married because you don't want to work no more. Motherfuckers trying to make sense. They ready to get married because they want to be in love. And, you know, women be tired of working. That's why we want to get married. We like, shit, I'm sick of figuring this shit out all by myself. I'm sick of doing it all. Let me go marry one of these motherfucking niggas. So I could at least split the bills or pay no bills. That's really what it be. We be tired of working as hard, okay? We be like, fuck that shit. You said, what? Partnership, bitch? I'm getting old anyway. Okay, let's just get a husband. Let me just get a husband. So that really be what it is. So yeah, I was like, damn, that could have been me. I wouldn't have been working right now. He'd have been taking everything. Like, you know what I mean? So I started to have that FOIO syndrome where I started to be like, damn, did I miss out on that? Did I fumble that bag or whatever? And then we ended up talking because he reached out to me. I didn't reach out to him, honey. See, I have all these thoughts like, damn, I missed them. What it would have been like? Da-da-da-da. I have all these thoughts about the niggas that I used to talk to or I really vibe with. But we broke up for whatever reason. I be having all them thoughts, but I don't never reach out. I do not be off it. So I let them reach out to me. You get what I'm saying? So he ended up reaching out to me and then we started talking on the phone or whatever. And then come to find out, he married a girl because he was a fucking immigrant, which I never knew. I knew he was Jamaican, but I didn't know he didn't have his papers. Okay. So he ended up marrying her because he didn't have his papers. So that's why he had married her. And, you know, she still works. She's a nurse. She still works long hours. Of course, her money is her money or whatever, but he works long hours too, so he's never home. He works long hours at Comcast, I think he told me. But yeah, he works long hours too, so he's never really home. And she take care of the kid by herself. Like, she's basically doing it all on herself, you know what I mean? The physical labor, he's probably providing the money. But the physical labor, she does by herself, except for on the weekends, he's there. Crazy part of this is why I said I don't miss out on nothing. Not only did he only marry her because he was an immigrant and he needed his papers, so it's not really a real marriage. I know y'all hate to hear that, but it be like that, okay? It wasn't really a real marriage, so he told me, but he ended up with a baby. And so I guess now it's probably real. Now his feelings evolve. But when he's at work at Comcast, this nigga is fucking the girls that he hooking up the cable, okay? This nigga be cheating, all right? That's what he told me he be doing. He be cheating, okay? He be like, so I creep. Yeah, cause he done. Okay, he be in creeping, okay? That's what he had told me, all right? So he told me that he be cheating or whatever case it be. Then I happened to come back to Jersey and he was like, oh, let's link up. Let me see you. Da, da, da. He told his wife that he was at work so he could see me. Did I notice? I didn't notice. I thought we was just meeting each other, okay? I didn't know he was lying, all right? I did not know that because I don't agree with shit like that, okay? Me personally, men who are married and try to cheat and sneak off, I really feel like women should use them for their fucking money. Like, you know, because your wife don't know it and whatnot, I'm going to give you the karma that she should be giving you. Like, yeah, I'm going to take your fucking money and I'm going to dog you the fuck out and not give you no punani, you know. So I think married men who cheat should get used. That's really my opinion. And I'm standing on it, okay? Standing on business, bitch. All right? That's really how I'm coming, okay? So, yeah, he met up with me. And he, as we were sitting at the table and we was talking, he was like, yeah, I told my wife that I was at work or whatever, da, da, da. And I was, like, disgusted by that and whatnot. And then he started talking about, yeah, you know, I want to see you more often. I'm willing to give you money so you could come out to Jersey. You know, I pay for you to come out here. I pay the tolls. I pay da, da, da. I give you some spending money and I put you in a hotel and all that stuff, you know, da, da, da. And then he kept talking about us having sex. And I was like, damn, back in the day, I kept saying to myself, he don't really like you like that. He just using you for sex. He's just trying to have sex with you. And I never fucked him, but because my soul just wouldn't let me, okay? But back in the day, I just had that feeling like he was just trying to fuck me. He was just trying to fuck me. But when we started talking at the rest of my day, he started telling me how he was cheating on her. And he started talking about us meeting up behind her back and him giving me money and doing all this stuff, knowing that he's married. I was like, I didn't miss out on shit because this is what the fuck I would have ended up with. Oh, hell no, honey. Then when he picked me up, he was driving a G-Wagon, okay? And I was like, damn, that's a nice-ass car. So, you know, I really had, because this was before we went to the restaurant. I started talking. He started talking about all his cheating and shit. This is before we went to the restaurant. He started talking. So when he picked me up, and he had to drive with a G-Wagon. I was like, damn, I did fumble this bag, bitch. You know, I'm like, damn, he married. He take care of this bitch. I fumbled this bag. And then he got out to go to the store, because, you know, he liking me a bottle of wine, all right? So he got out to go to the store, buy me some wine, and I'm a nosy bitch. So I lift up the armrest. I'm being nosy. And I found his wife's ID to her job. And I'm not gonna lie, the bitch was ugly. That ain't even me being on the hate and shit, but she was ugly. So I was like, damn, that bitch is hit. And then, you know, me being nosy, I kept looking and end up finding, you know, the stuff to the car, paperwork for the car, and kind of find out the car ain't even in his name. It's her car. So I'm like, why is it her car? Then that's when he told me he was an immigrant. That's why he had got married, because he needs papers. So, you know, he couldn't even put nothing in his name. He couldn't even have a real job. He was working under the table until he got his, you know, temporary visa. And that's when he started working. And then you finally start working and now you're taking care of home and you being a breadwinner and you at work cheating, or on your days when you're supposed to be at work, you call out and you want to go creep the hell. I didn't miss out on shit. Okay. Not a goddamn thing. All right. Then another story was, I had an ex who I really, like, I was young and dumb or whatever, but I was young, and he wanted me to move with him and all this stuff. He lived in another state. He wanted me to move out there. He was like, I'll take care of you, da-da-da. Nigga get money ass nigga. He a hustler and shit like that. But, you know, he ended up getting with a girl. He married her and everything like that, and me and him became cool. And we still talk because we friends. Like, we grew up together, so we friends. And we talk, and he started telling me about how he had a baby on his girl and how he be cheating and this and that. And he did her dirty, and she stuck through all this stuff and all this stuff. But now they're in a good place. And I'm happy that now they're in a good place, you know. And I'm all for black love, okay? But it had me thinking, like, damn, I'm glad it was her and not me, because I was not going to be able to be with somebody and they cheating on me all the time and they have a baby on me. Like, I would not be okay with that. I experienced that already at a young age. I'm not going to do that as a full-grown adult. That's not fucking happening. You get what I'm saying? So I tell all these little stories just to say, like, the moment you think that you're missing out on something, you're really not. You get what I'm saying? Like, God blocked that from you for a reason, you know? Like, God has a plan with who you're supposed to be with and your future. You get what I'm saying? And it's not that you're dealing with at the moment. You get what I'm saying? Like, I always see people that I grew up with, you know, they have high school sweethearts. They've been together for years. You know, a lot of people I went to school with, they all got families and shit like that. And I'm not gonna lie, like, I'll be like, damn, like, why that's not me? Why I don't have nobody? And then when I start to look at their life and how they're living and who they with, I'm like, God got a bigger plan for me. Like, this ain't that. Like, I've never seen myself settling with Day-Day or Daquan or any of the niggas that be on the corner growing up in fucking Newark. I'm sorry. You know, I just never seen that Me personally, I never seen it for myself. So clearly God didn't see it for me either. So that's why I didn't end up with any of them. That's why I didn't end up being nobody's baby mother. I never seen myself being a baby mother either. Like I see myself and I see myself, but I see myself actually being somebody's wife. You get what I'm saying? And not being in the hood and not being in Maryland or being in Newark. You get what I'm saying? So God knows my heart, knows what I want. He wants to give me what I desire. And I don't think that he just puts anything in my head that is not capable of me to receive. You get what I'm saying? Like, my imagination is just a sneak peek of my motherfucking reality. You get what I'm saying? So, I say all that to say, like, back then, I was thinking, like, damn, did I miss out? Like, they really liked me. They was feeling me, da-da-da-da. Whole time, God was saying, nah, baby, this ain't the one. You feel me? I know this nigga heart. I know this nigga's intentions. I know what type of person he is. You don't really know. You don't really see. You know, it's the saying that they say, God remove people from your life because he hears the conversations that you don't hear. He sees the things that you don't see. And that's really what it is. So when you start to see people from your past and it's looking like they're doing better than you or they got more than you or whatever the case may be, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You get what I'm saying? He with another woman and you like, damn, she got everything that I left behind. She getting a better man whole time. Nah, bitch, she getting the same nigga. She getting the same fucking nigga. You feel me? You know, God just knew you wasn't, you know, they like to say, I wasn't strong enough for that mission. You feel me? He knew you wasn't strong enough and dumb enough for that mission. And when I say strong enough, sometimes we be thinking like, oh, strong is a good thing. In a situation of somebody walking all over you and doing you dirty and thinking you supposed to stick it out, honey, strong is not a good thing, okay? When men be like, oh, she couldn't be with me because she weak. No, that means you wasn't a fool, bitch. You know, y'all heard that before. Oh, she weak. She can't handle a nigga like me. No, no, no. That means you too smart. You too damn smart. You ain't a fool, bitch. You don't got boo-boo the fool written across your motherfucking forehead. So he can't, so he don't want to date you. You feel me? You ain't fucking weak. You know what I mean? So in reality, the shit they be trying to take you through and do you dirty and, you know, they want to settle down after they motherfucking, after they prom and they fucking dick done shriveled up and don't work no more. Or now they, you feel me, they done used all their money and don't nobody want them. So now they want to settle the fuck down. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all know how them hoes be. Y'all see it. Look at your grandpa. Look at your fucking uncles and them. And your cousins and them, okay? Shit, look at your daddy. Some of y'all daddies might be a perfect fucking example. You know how these men be? They be out here being a hoe while they in their motherfucking prom and take that main girl, that bottom bitch, do all types of fucking shit and fucked up ass shit or whatever. And then, oh yeah, she a rider. She love me because she stuck it out through your shit. And then he marry that bitch. And then she be thinking, oh, I won a prize. No, bitch, you won donkey of the fucking day. That's what the fuck you won. You won donkey of the day. He chose you because you was the last bitch standing. Talking about, oh, because you was the strongest. No, bitch. You wasn't the fucking strongest. You was the dumbest. And if that's what it mean to be strong, bitch, is an insult and I don't want it, okay? So that's why I said God knew you wasn't strong enough for that motherfucking mission. It take a special type of skills to deal with nigga doing you dirty and cheating on you and talking to you crazy or beating your ass and having kids on you and fucking staying for you not being appreciated, being belittled and all types of shit, okay? You know, dealing with all them problems so he could pick you at the motherfucking end. Hell no. Pick you at the end after his roots done stripped up and dried the fuck up. Hell no. Balls sagging to his kneecaps. No, ma'am. I wouldn't want it. Mm-mm. So you ain't weak, bitch. You ain't fucking... You ain't... What about to say? When they call you weak. No, bitch. You ain't weak. You just ain't a fool. That's what the fuck it is. You ain't a motherfucking fool, okay? He wants you to be boo-boo the fucking fool. That's what he wants you to be. Fuck that. Tell him the only clown you gonna be is homie don't play that. That's what the fuck clown you gonna be. And for y'all young bitches, y'all know what the fuck that mean. Google it. That's the only fucking clown I'ma be. Homie don't play that clown. Okay? Fuck that. All right. So yeah, I wanted to share that with y'all. Don't ever look at somebody and be like, oh damn, she got the man that I fixed up or da 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 da. You don't know what that bitch dealing with behind closed doors. And a lot of these people be in these relationships, they do not be happy. You be thinking they happy, but they ain't, okay? And love does not drag you through the motherfucking mud, okay? Hello, how you doing? So yeah, that ain't it, all right? I'm definitely going to touch on that more because for some reason in the black community, that's been a fucking lie that they have sold us. And definitely a booty-ass fairy tale. They sold us that we have to struggle with a nigga and on top of us having to struggle with a nigga that we gotta be the bottom bitch, we gotta go through all the fucking bullshit just to get married. And that means that's love, because you stayed through a nigga talking to you crazy and doing and mistreating you and doing you dirty, that mean that you really love him. Love ain't supposed to hurt, okay? And you are not a bottom fetus, bitch. All right, so yeah, that's all I want to say. Don't have FOYO, you know, you ain't miss out on shit. What God got for you is what God got for you, okay? And what, you know, and what Jaja blessed, no other man can curse. And you know that, and you heard it here. So as always, y'all, okay? As always, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I had to put my wine down, y'all. I didn't even get to take a sip of wine today because I was going off, okay? As always, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, keep it clatchy, okay? And ain't no such thing as FOYO, bitch, okay? yeah, I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. And yeah, that's it. Mwah.
And now we outside. Don't speak, don't try to.